Welcome back to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to make an entire episode where we list a bunch of games that people love.
That's right. This episode is it's going to be kind of like a band shouting out the name of the city they're currently playing in. It's a cheap play, but hey, people get a kick out of it.
Am I right, Dallas, Texas?
Almost. Speaking of, though, well, this one's going to get them. Does anyone in Baltimore love Uncharted?
We thought you were going to say Under Armour.
Nope, we don't sell that here.
Well, hold on to your hats, Baltimoreans, because those are fake audience applause that were inserted, just so you know.
What?
We don't actually have a real audience.
Bruce.
Because Baltimoreans, you're about to get all the Uncharted you can handle. Thanks to the revamped PlayStation Plus, Matt Peak, put some more audience applause.
Is there? How do I turn these statues on?
Oh, I love it. It works perfect. PlayStation Plus launches next week alongside its new catalogs for both modern and classic games.
Yeah, Sony announced all the details yesterday, May 16th, and minus some, some interesting tidbits here and there. It's really just a massive list of all the games you'll get at the various tiers of their new membership program. Luckily, our resident bulleted list specialist is back from vacation, raring to go. Take it away, Charlotte.
It's so funny, Lawrence. Somehow the natural beauty of the ocean just doesn't compare to the simplicity of a bulleted list of Sony properties.
That's why you're the best at what you do.
Watch the maestro work. Just to put some framework to these lists, remember that starting next week in specific territories, PlayStation Plus will reorganize its two current services, PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now, into three tiers, Essential, Extra, and Premium. PlayStation...
I hate it.
It's so stupid. PlayStation Plus Essential will be exactly what PlayStation Plus is now, a few monthly game freebies and online play. The Extra tier is when it starts opening up into more of a Game Pass sort of thing, since it'll include PS4 and PS5 games from both Sony and third-party partners.
Charlotte, I paid my $5 to be here. Where are those lists?
Here we go. The Extra tier will include access to 38 PlayStation Studios games and 24 third-party games for a total of 62 announced games.
Woo!
This includes Sony hits like Bloodborne,
Woo!
Demon's Souls,
Woo!
God of War,
yeah!
Ghost of Tsushima,
Woo!
Marvel Spider-Man,
yeah!
Miles Morales, Returnal, Uncharted,
sure.
1, 2, 3, and 4,
Woo!
Lost Legacy, yeah. And of course, Woo! Knack.
Finally.
You wait long enough and Knack's gonna turn up.
Someone close the screen door, Knack got in again.
Damn, Knack coming in off the porch.
Get the shotgun.
I killed Knack. The third party roster includes some...
don't worry, Knack was already dead.
The third party roster includes some absolute heaters and familiar faces as well, with Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Red Dead Redemption 2, Mortal Kombat 11, and Soul Calibur 6.
That's worth noting that a chunk of the games to be offered as part of the Extra tier is also available as part of the PlayStation Plus collection on PS5. That includes Bloodborne, God of War, Last of Us Remastered, and Uncharted 4, among others. So it may be worth checking that out for some games you haven't played yet, rather than upgrading your membership if you happen to be lucky enough to get a PS5. This is already confusing, and we've got lots more.
Yeah, it's only going to get more confusing from here. Speaking of, Bruce, there's a certain spicy something in that game catalog. Why don't you lean forward, give it a little sniff, and see if you can determine what the secret ingredient is.
I smell a little refried beans. Butter?
Okay, you're on the right track there.
Poutine?
Good.
Cigarettes?
Yes, you got it. It's Ubisoft.
Oh, sacré bleu.
The French and French-Canadian developer. Somehow identifying that the world didn't have enough subscription services yet, Ubisoft is bringing Ubisoft Plus, yes, really, to the PlayStation Plus brand, but branded as Ubisoft Plus Classics. Yes, really. This includes older games like The Division 1, Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon, Far Cry 4, both South Parks, and Assassin's Creed Valhalla, even though that one's only a year and a half old.
Ubisoft Plus Classics will be bundled with PlayStation Plus Extra or PlayStation Plus Premium, because this is what you say when you're talking about video games now, and I hate it. Kind of like how EA Access comes bundled with Xbox Game Pass, which, by the way, there's only two services there, rather than the 7 or whatever you get PlayStation Plus. Do you remember when you used to just buy a game and play it?
Not anymore. Nope.
No.
You've got to shop around to see which service has the cross-section pie graph of the four games you actually want to play. The future's now, old man, basically. Speaking of which, there's a whole other tier of PlayStation Plus we haven't even talked about yet. Charlotte?
There's always more. There's always more. Yes, the PlayStation Plus Premium tier, PPP, which includes the classic games catalog, cloud streaming, time-limited game trials, which is a new feature for PlayStation Network. Those used to just be called demos, and they used to be free. But who are we to dispute a fancy new branded name? Unsurprisingly, though, the classic game catalog is also somehow a bit complicated. Weird! So here's how that worked. The classic game catalog includes PlayStation 1, PSP, and PS2 remasters that were released on PS4. You'll be able to download and play those games locally on your PlayStation 4 or 5. The catalog also includes PS3 games, but those are cloud streaming only.
Charlotte, remember what I said? I paid that $5. I need that list.
And you'll have it. PS1 games include Ape Escape, Siphon Filter, Tekken 2, and Hot Shots Golf, while PS2 remasters include Jack and Daxter 1 through 3, Dark Cloud 1 and 2, Ape Escape 2, and Rogue Legacy. There's an Ape Escape 2?
I guess.
I had no idea. I like that game.
You got a new customer, Sony.
The streaming PS3 selection is a bit more robust, listing Ico, Resistance 3, both Motorstorms, 3 Ratchet and Clanks, 2 Infamouses, and Azura's Wrath in a tree. It's a 12 Days of Christmas.
Nice. Kind of in coordination with this, Sony's using this occasion to properly launch PlayStation 1 and PSP titles on the PS4 and PS5 platforms as well. So if you previously purchased the digital version of any of the PlayStation 1 or PSP games that are going to be added to the PlayStation Store, you'll already have access to them again regardless of your PlayStation Plus tier. So that's kind of nice, you know, for everybody that bought Ape Escape on their PSP a million years ago. I don't know. They're also adding save states and a game rewind to their onboard emulator, which is a nice touch.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Ape Escape. I was thinking of Ape Out.
We're all confused. Overall, the classic games catalog includes 40 first-party games and 17 third-party games for a total of 57. Technically, a handful of those games are also multiple games in themselves, like the Devil May Cry HD collection or Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection. This is a mystery. Modern science may never conquer, but we bravely persist nonetheless.
How many games is it? We don't have a number yet.
No one can count that high. No human, at least.
Well, that about covers it. Tons of games for you to scroll for now. On your console, you find one that you have positive memories for, you wait an hour for it to install, and then you play it for 10 minutes before you get bored and just go back to Genshin Impact again.
Fantavision really doesn't have the juice, but there's a lot of great games in this service, especially for anyone that has not been following Sony's output for the past few generations of game consoles, like me, because the first PlayStation I owned was a PS4.
Well, then you're in the money, Bruce. If you got a PS5, you got a lot of good gaming in front of you. You're going to be eating good tonight. The only eyebrow-raising omission in this group, such as we see it so far, is Last of Us Part 2, which could imply that Sony's on the verge of announcing or even releasing a Last of Us Part 2 remastered in the same way that they did for Part 1 back in 2014.
Weirdly, the last rumor we heard about the franchise came from an April 2021 Bloomberg article revealing that Sony had already greenlit a full remake of the first Last of Us rather than a remaster of the second. Industry leaker Tom Henderson reiterated that on Twitter in early 2022, speculating it could launch in the latter half of this year.
Now, that doesn't really explain why Last of Us Part 2 isn't in the catalog, though. Just another mystery for those egghead scientists down in R&D to ponder while we go home and have sex with our partners.
Speaking of sex with our partners, here's a real brain scratcher for you. Do all these games mean that PlayStation Plus is now as good as Game Pass?
No!
Oh, okay, all right, well, that's the end of the episode.
I apologize, that's super unprofessional.
Bit of an outburst there, yeah.
What can I say? I'm a lists gal, and Xbox has got them. Over 450 games for console and over 420 for PC at the time of writing. I don't know if you're doing the math at home, but that's more than 57. By Sony's lists, PlayStation Plus Premium will offer around 120 games, so there you go. Open, shut. That said, Sony did claim 700 plus games in the premium tier of PlayStation Plus in a blog post back in March. Apparently, the full game list that includes the 580 games or so that aren't itemized by Sony in this blog update will be added to PlayStation.com when the service launches in a given region. But still, I don't count my lists before they're bulleted, so as it stands, Game Pass has more games.
Allow me to be Scott Steiner for a second. The numbers don't lie!
They never do. And speaking of numbers, pricing gets a little weird with these tiers.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned the prices yet. It seems like a good time to do it if we're making PlayStation Plus and Xbox Game Pass fight for our amusement.
Well, guess what, Buster? Like everything else, this is super complicated and incredibly messy, just as hard to do as when you, like, applied to colleges and shit. Each of these three tiers also have a cheaper annual price. So PS Plus Essential is $10 monthly, $60 yearly. PS Plus Extra is $15 monthly, $100 yearly. And PS Plus Premium is $18 monthly and $120 yearly.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Xbox Game Pass has tiers, kind of, but at least it's just a flat monthly rate, which, you know, you don't get a savings there, I guess, but whatever. Xbox Game Pass costs $10 a month if you get it by itself on console or PC. And Game Pass Ultimate, which crosses over the two platforms, costs $15 a month.
You can get discounts on those for yearly. I see those almost daily. But they don't really have the, I guess, built-in discount like PS Plus does. So theoretically, PS Plus Premium is cheaper, but only if you buy it annually. And even then, remember that Game Pass includes all Xbox Game Studios releases. So if you buy one first-party Sony game a year for $70, that's going to bump the monthly cost to $15.83, which is actually more expensive than Game Pass Ultimate.
But, Bruce, PlayStation's supposed to have like 700 games eventually. I don't know what the other ones are going to be, but that's a lot of games. I mean, that's more games, right?
No!
You know, I guess not. I mean, it also doesn't have The Last of Us, so obviously the subjective value of various games matters here, and it's just what you want to play and what you want to pay money for, right? Right? It's a subjective decision that we all have to make?
No. Ah. I refuse any subjective decisions here. Okay?
You do like those lists.
Watch this. Yeah. I will have 700 games next week.
Wow.
That's not true. I can say it. Okay? So, there we go. Here's what we'll do. Average all the Metacritic scores of all the games in a service and see which service offers the best Metacritic point per dollar.
Ah, another mystery of the universe for our crack research team to bite off. Look forward to that special report soon while we have sex.
On the subject of, I guess, subjectivity, Microsoft has kind of been more on the ball in terms of backwards compatibility and ease of use this generation. Like, even just save files transferring over from last generation to this one. Xbox's was just automatic. PlayStation had a whole song and dance with it. So, it's pretty clear that Sony is trying to untangle their long road of proprietary hardware into a clean, easy-to-use service. They're making progress. This does sound like a good advancement over what they've had, or at least a clean reorganization of their services, but they've still got a ways to go to make it all extremely clear to understand and to use.
There's also the fact that Xbox Game Studios games launched day one on Game Pass. Not only is Sony not doing that at all, but they're really not even considering it, probably in the next couple of years.
They've said as much a couple times, including recently. PlayStation CFO Hikori Totoki laid it out really clearly in an investor call last week on May 11th. Translated by Video Games Chronicle, Totoki said that they would have to shrink game budgets to be able to distribute them via a subscription service, and that would negatively impact the game quality, which they are completely unwilling to do.
Overall, this seems like a good value for people that would rather save money trawling through a backlog than buying a bunch of newer games. There is one group that's getting pretty well dicked in the arrangement, though. Charlotte, can you let us know who?
I can. It would be the Noble PC Gamer.
Oh, that's me!
Yeah, well, I'll be crying into our $10,000 graphics cards tonight, since the reorganization of PlayStation Plus means you can no longer buy PlayStation Now or the ability to stream PlayStation games to a PC all by itself. So, this effectively doubles the cost of PlayStation Cloud streaming on PC with no added benefits.
Well, I mean, there's always the added benefit that you'll be adding a couple another diamonds to Jim Ryan's favorite dog collar.
He does love his dogs, doesn't he?
Those precious dogs.
Talks about cats and dogs. Well, he's crazy. He's a crazy man. But what do you think? Is Xbox Game Pass better than PlayStation Plus Premium? Or PlayStation Plus Extra, or whatever it's called? Or do you want Xbox Game Pass Ultimate? I can't say it anymore. I can't.
I'm more of a Ubisoft Plus Classics kind of guy.
I like new Ubisoft, but I want to make sure that that has its moment before Ubisoft Classic.
Give me the EA Play Access, or whatever it's called. I want that instead.
I can barely get myself to finish one game that came out last year. I can't imagine pouring over all of this over to the number of games each one has.
Yeah, it's going to make the calculus of game buying a lot more complicated. I think a lot of people who are just game enthusiasts are just going to sign up for everything so they never have to feel the sting of going without. For me, I don't know. I think this is really This is really efficient on Sony's behalf, because all they're really doing is reorganizing things they already have and reorganizing it into things that compel people to spend more money. And I think they have enough games to fill that void for you to feel like there's, if you just pay a flat amount of money per month, there will always be a long carpet of amazing games to play. And sometimes that's all you need. You don't really need to play them all. You just need to know they're going to be there. So Sony already owns all the games. They're already distributing them all digitally. They don't have to build anything new. They just have to come up with some confusing brands to convince people who are currently base PlayStation Plus subscribers to upgrade to Extra so they feel like they get access to the PS4 and 5 catalog. It's smart. It's not going to cost them anything, and it's probably going to bring in a lot of money. I don't think it's a smart business move. But yeah, from an individual player, I'm probably not going to sign up for it because I can't even play all the games I currently have access to.
I just hope they don't make these services, I mean, as they stand now, I mean, the pricing is confusing, but I think it's a net positive to make these games more accessible. I just hope they don't do what some subscription services elsewhere in entertainment have done. For instance, AMC A-List, where to cancel the subscription, there's like punitive actions taken against you that like you have to pay a fee if you cancel it early and you can't re-sign up for it for like 3 months. At least under that account and card. And this is to keep you locked into it. So you're not just like, oh, well, I'm not going to see movies for a month, so I'll just get rid of the subscription. So like, I don't know. I mean, like in a world with all these different offerings, you'd like to have some flexibility and like, well, I'll just cancel this because I'm not using it right now. I've done that all the time with Game Pass. And I would hate to see games go down that path as well, because that would just be more expensive for everyone and just shitty.
I'm kind of a really casual PlayStation player. I usually play their first parties, but that's about it. So I don't know that I'll ever have a reason to do this. And much to Charlotte's point, hopefully I can just sign up for a month of it and then like grab a few games off of it. But Xbox Game Pass has that day one drop, which is huge. There's a reason to sign up for Game Pass if you want to play those first party, those brand new games. And with PlayStation Plus, there kind of isn't. I could just get away with buying the one game and then, you know, going on my merry way. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. Speaking of which, we've got some announcements to add to our Inside Games Extra Plus Premium Play Classics package.
We just came up with that. That's a brand new thing. Everybody gets to sign up for that now.
It's IGEPA.
Isn't that Droid from Shadows of the Empire that...
Patrons are Albert Colom, Stephen Winston, Joshua Smith, Samuel Fisher, and Loveless. We're sorry we added you to our stupid service.
No, they're happy. They love it. We also have an Inside Games cloud streaming service that we're pleased to roll out in this quarter. A couple of people have already signed up for that. We got Pit Strip, Lenny Neves, Aiden Foley, Guthrie Leith, and Worthlessness. Thank you all very much for being members of Inside Games Premium Plus Ultra Cloud Streaming.